It's Wednesday, February 12th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump hosted Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House on Tuesday and renewed his insistence that Gaza could somehow be emptied of all residents, controlled by the U.S., and redeveloped as a tourist area. The pair met in the Oval Office with Secretary of State Marco Rubio also on hand. The president suggested he wouldn't withhold U.S. aid to Jordan or Egypt if they don't agree to dramatically increase the number of people from Gaza they take in. Abdullah was asked repeatedly about Mr. Trump's plan to clear out Gaza and overhaul it as a resort on the Mediterranean Sea. He didn't make substantive comments on it and didn't commit to the idea that his country could accept large numbers of Gazans. In other news, American Mark Fogel arrived in the U.S. on Tuesday night after his release from Russia, where he was arrested in 2021 on marijuana charges in a deal brokered by President Trump's special envoy. The Trump administration hailed Fogel's release as a harbinger of improving relations with Russia and possible progress on talks to end the war in Ukraine. The private plane of the envoy, Steve Witkoff, had been spotted by online flight trackers in Moscow earlier Tuesday. The Kremlin had denied knowledge of his presence there. Fogel was personally greeted by Mr. Trump at the White House later Tuesday, arriving on the South Lawn with an American flag draped around his neck. He thanked the president, his staff, and the Fogel family as he walked under an awning and into the White House. Around the world, Israel's prime minister warned Hamas it would end the ceasefire if the Palestinian armed group does not return hostages by Saturday. Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet met on Tuesday after Hamas said it was postponing freeing more hostages until further notice, claiming Israel had violated the terms of the three-week-old ceasefire deal. It remains unclear whether Netanyahu is demanding the release of all 76 remaining hostages or just the three due to be freed this Saturday. Hamas responded by saying it remained committed to the ceasefire deal and that Israel was responsible for any complications or delays. The group has demanded mediators address its list of complaints against Israel, including blocking vital humanitarian aid such as tents, a claim Israel has denied. Netanyahu said, quote, "In light of Hamas's announcement regarding its decision to violate the agreement and not release our hostages, last night I instructed the IDF to amass forces inside and surrounding the Gaza Strip," end quote. Back in the U.S., the Associated Press said the White House barred its reporter from Tuesday's Oval Office executive order signing because of the AP-style guidance on using the name Gulf of Mexico versus Gulf of America. The AP said in a statement it was informed Tuesday that if the news agency did not, quote, align its editorial standards with President Donald Trump's executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America, AP would be barred from accessing an event in the Oval Office," end quote. The AP's guidance on Mr. Trump's order renaming the Gulf of America states that the news service will refer to it by its original name while acknowledging the new name Mr. Trump has chosen. And, after coming close in the last 2 years, Monty the Giant Schnauzer won the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show Tuesday night, leaving handler and co-owner Katie Bernardin almost too emotional to speak. "He always tries so hard and we're just proud of him," she told the crowd at Madison Square Garden. The spirited Schnauzer bested 6 other finalists to become the first of his breed tapped as Westminster's Best in Show, the most prestigious prize in the U.S. dog show world. Monty won the huge American Kennel Club Championship in December, and he'd been a Westminster finalist twice before. Each dog at Westminster is judged according to how closely it matches the ideal for its breed. Winners get a trophy, ribbons, and bragging rights, but no cash prize. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.